Beginnen gerade darf man sagt es bekommen darf ein beginnen man basically test master be, to begin the gemara the avram they be to like the although the adb needed the condition which pierce takes explained cause much like hooks and gabesha says as long as there wasn't yet established with a chazaka that she's a married woman to then you don't need to have the adb condition anymore you know it's from the chazaka next test master begins the gemara mutter shnaim ein echad begabah bechul that come to exclude with what's a chazi davar if one says it's on our back one says it's over there which as Tais explains, why isn't this the same thing as when the 3 years of Chazaka, each one also is only saying a hat? How are they combined over there? No, the Hashem don't come out later. The day that we able to see whatever they're able to see at that year, it's only a time is only 1 year at a time. But here, you only saw one here. If you would have looked at the rest, you would have been able to see more. Therefore, that's a Chatzid Dabba. Now, Rabbi Alpha's parish, the Riff explains that actually, Mishum the Hashem, no, the reason is because over there, Mahani should decide in the Peres, because it actually is effective. For the produce which was eaten there for a year, that then he's going to have to pay this guy, meaning it's actually me for his detriment. He's not going to find more witnesses. So therefore, there is an effectiveness to the testimony. It's not just a half baked thing. But Tom reached nearly the re ikker. But the re likes the first shot better. The dumb pekam heskabel. The gemara getting up sabah gimel beis teaches her isha shomer heskabel giti. The woman that says, "Receive from me my get." She makes a shliach likabala. She needs to have two pairs of witnesses. Two that say that in front of us she said this. And in front of us, the two have to say that he received it and tore it up. Now, you see that it's not considered as a half a thing, although they need each other. Because even according to the one that says that the third party is believed when the get is in his hand. And those who said don't need that she said this. To appoint him, don't need to have the Edom of Kabbalah, but since we need to have that you see that the get should be in his hand, it is a half a thing. Each one is only able to see what is able to see at that time, which are different points, is when she appoints and this is when he receives it. Therefore, that's like the first pshat. Which is about, if everything that you could have done. Vasmastin, the Kinnik Rabban, and therefore the mission in Gittin would be like the Rabban that we're quoting over here in the Dibbim Aschal Tesis. Kinnik Tesmat, begin the words of the Gemara, Baimel, Okit, Te'ini, Betein, Nosib, Huli, says, okay, cut off the fig from my fig tree, and that's how you'll be kind. Then tell me, you're going to say, Be'echad, what's the case talking about? And that is, Idikam, Begin, Bechatzeh, Shalikeach, Beshasakitza, if the stolen object is in the courtyard of the buyer at the time when he's taking off the fig. So my parchalus was asking the kibni kotabali b'chol. He's trying to claim it, so he's not going to claim it. So mechir never have a mechir. It's not a sale. Nehid meschay benafsha. But yes, it's even though the guy is liable for his life, but the courtyard acquired it already for lekeh. Doesn't have to claim it anymore. So what are you going to say? The less bechatzeh shel lekeh. So you can say, okay, it wasn't in the courtyard of the buyer at that time. But dalchi b'shavas ma'acha. Forget about the liability of shavas over here. La mechiri, it's not a sale. Because the kamel kerab nachman daman that he says in bum mitzida bum zayin manal peiris loy avdi chalipin. You can't do a chalipin with the peiris. And you're saying that it wasn't in the schatz of him, the courtyard at that time. And what's he going to do by him picking the fruits? But peiris can't do chalipin. Miel, pishram in the tam, nechim b'koin rabbein tam's interpretation. As brought him bum mitzida bum zayin manal tesis naskal ge'ula. It makes sense because Mefarash he explains the hoda peil of the chalipin. This that we say that you can't do chalipin with peiris. Hayne b'teres kinyan suda. That just means like the medium of when using a kerchief. Shemaksla suda. Give back the kerchief right away. Lo yavle elikin me'al is only being used for like an acquisition. Then you can't use a peiri. But if you're intending to like do some type of bartering system, then you're only would require, and therefore you could say that picking the fig then would work. But Vaymri Dui says. No, the hachaloi daik ela loshin mecher. It's not difficult on the other pshatim, because here the question was only on the terminology of that it's a sale. That's the question. Because even if it's in the court de lekeach, which Tais was asking, he says, okay, wait a second, so you acquired it. So what's the problem? No, even the lo amazil shalom, since he didn't say go pay, that's not a sale. Maton, it's a gift. Now, says Tosis, although the halacha is that by dal behei mischayv al matana kamoy al mecha, that you're actually liable for a gift just like on a silken meal, like we can say later on in the beginning of the daf ayin test, but ultimately the words are he stole and sold veins of mechira, and that's not a sale. V'kach so too, v'kach lan so too okas tein b'tein nosich kamoy okas tein b'tein nosich. It's the same thing. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is asking from the Lashon of the Mecha. next test master begins the gemara come on trim kiva don't include the mishon chadami which says has been time you can say wait a second the kiva name kunda bekiva it's not true it's not at the same time why not kiva don't have a chatzair because once it gets there it's because it was courtyard chayv in shabbos you're really liable for regarding shabbos because the shusay yochadar lokia anything above the airspace all the way up to the sky is most in shabbos that was in madalev is already the rishus yochad for and if you hold klutik mishon chadami it's already like it's a place down already. Whereas in the Kenyan, but regarding acquisition, like coming but you don't coin the airspace itself. The Muslim techniques at least has to be, although it doesn't have to land, but it has to be at least within the airspace of the partitions of the walls. Because I'm mukhid, but it's obviously in the Gemara and getting the fine testament out. Got the umamala behima matu when the husband's on the top on the roof and she's lower down. Kimishat to Mishus Agag, once it leaves the airspace of his roof into her space, Mugrasha, she's divorced. Now, Mukilo, the Gemara explains over the Kigan Chimachitza, and Hartha Chitza, Oitvesal Yenis. Where, because the lower partitions are above the partitions of the roof. So it went right away into her possession. And some Gisos bring down the words, Oparach Kaman, Krebi, Dama Klutik Mishon Chadami. Mashmad Afalamando Kimishon Chadami, being no deficit. You see that has to be that the walls are high, because if not, the acquisition doesn't happen until it's within. So Shabbos and Kinyan are not happening at the same time. It was thrown into the courtyard through a doorway or through a window. It's not above the walls of the chatzah. So yeah, once it comes to the airspace, it was in the wall space also. Generally, it has to go over the wall to get in. No, and therefore, that's what's happening at the same time. Why, when we're talking about halacha, to the commission, and getting they say it's like Rabbi, halacha not Rabbi Kiva, here we say it's going like Rabbi Kiva. The reason why I pick Rabbi Kiva is the Agbistam Chatzesh in Makor. We're talking about, in general, a courtyard which doesn't have, which is not roofed. The Rebbe, like Amma Klutik Mishon Chadami, where Rebbe doesn't say that the airspace like it's laying down of it, only by a private area that's roofed. Because the Mimbe Shabbos, like it says in Shabbos, Dahim and Al. The Amma Basic Amount of Malagdam, it says like a closed house, it's like it's filled up. So if it's like as if it's already on the ground, even though it's just in the airspace. Of Rebbe Kiva, Isla, for the Mishon Chadami, Rebbe Kiva holds this Allah even in the public area that's not roofed. Now, we're getting knocked Rebbe. So why did we have to say like Rebbe? Rabbi Kiva holds even more than that. Because we explaining that the petitions of the lower area is higher than that of the roof. So Rabbi Kiva, the Muslim Minkad, because the Rabbi Kiva can't say that because even without walls at all, it's like he feels like it's already laid down. But Shabbos, as the Gemara says in the beginning of the Shabbos, on the Avdal Manal, the Salka Daidah, he would have thought to say the Rebbe according to Rebbe Phil Machitz's Bilik Kavoy that with partitions even without a roof. I mean, Kamad Malagdama, you consider like as if it's filled up. Oh, that's what the Gemara was Salka Daidah, that's what the Gemara thought. Or Inami, you could say, Lamai the boy look me Kurebi, that you're right. According to what the Gemara wants to say, like Rebbe, I read that it's actually Toma, Bachatz Makura, that's actually was a roofed courtyard. So therefore, it's like Rebbe. If it's just addressing that question, if it's like Rebbe, it has to have a roof. So either it's Salkataitach, or that's actually Toma that had a roof. Next says, Matt, begin with the words like Mavlin Shabbos lemachayiv ad denicha b'chatzim. Now, regarding Shabbos, however, the liabilities, according to Rabban, nachayiv until it's laying down in the courtyard. But then we can say, wait a second, Kibin Shakin Yabba, since the acquisition is coming, Bein Akir La'anocha, between when you picked it and put it down, so Islam name Kim Rabbanei, you should say Kim Rabbanei, because even though it's not happening at the same time, because I mean, Rishal Nair is like the most exuded of Laman Alpha, Manav, Domer, Bob, and Robin says, Zarek Chatz, Matila Dalad, Lesoyev Dalad. If someone threw an arrow, Dalad Amis, Bekar Shechayim Del Chasei, and this is on Shabbos, and the tore silk as it's going. Potter is exempt. Why? The Chil Shabbos only happens when it lands, and this was tearing as it's on its way. Because Akir Tarchanachu, the picking up is the necessity of the putting down. It's like one big Maisa. So then you see that you would say Kim Rabbanei. So why don't you say something over here? So said Lufim Hashem Pashu Ben Natan that he explains the Efshel and Nisach like Bon. No, that's because to do the libation of Avodah Zarah, it's not possible without picking it up. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Adam Ban Nizakin, meaning, which means to say that that's when we say that it's considered like an arrow. You can't have each part needs the other part. Then you say that. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Adam Ban Nizakin says in Gidnav Nabezim Bezim Menasach by pouring Mishasek Ba'akani from the time that you pick it up, you kind of mischayb and avsha eloi have but to be liable for your death, achas nisach, until when you pour it. Less lehagvat zarech nisach. He holds that, no, that we don't consider the picking up as part of necessity of the pouring. Who I didn't, the same thing is, the less like kir tzarech it doesn't hold this halacha with kir tzarech hanacha. Aseshap, the parachacha, so it makes sense what the Gemara is asking, is specifically alibad Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it's going to be Yirmiyahu. But right, now like Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it wouldn't be a question. Look, Nirul Riyah, Pierce 3, they actually have a Matzal Shnui, the Gemara could have answered that Kiyotzer Chanachahu. That you're right. because we do hold to that principle. El Debi Hamakshin, so according to the one who was asking, he didn't understand this reasoning. He responds to him, the Mishkach Lechab, that you can actually have it. But Omer, in a different case, even when he says, shouldn't acquire it until lands. But really, the truth is, Gemara could have really answered that too, because we do say Akir Sechanach. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Esnan, Asatari, Bafil Baalimar. Tari says, Esnan is forbidden, even if he says in relation with his mother. So Tari says, damn, it's one of them, Nolaho. Where do you know this from? How do you know that it's even in such a situation that the Gemara bring the proof from there? The Eshma Parashim, some explain, Mishim, the Omer Babal, Yvim, because you have the Gemara, and the Vom is not from the Testament based. The Esnan Kelev, Mechir Zain Mutarn. It's only Esnan Zain, Mechir Kelev, that's forbidden. But the other way around, if you have an exchange for a Zain or relations with a dog, Mutarn, we said those types of animals are going to be permitted its proceeds to be used for the carbon. And the Chesed Gam Shneim says also both of them, which tells us, Valerba, not four. Now, says Tayshman, to be Esnan Kelev, the Hargib excluding the Esnan Kelev when you have the woman has relations with the dog. Shehubim Isa, which there's a death penalty for that. Oh. Shmami no, but the inference is beisha kahaygam. If it was with a woman, that was the same thing. Mean that it's chiv misavor, just not a dog. Have esna, that would be an esna. Such as in the repirsha, but that doesn't seem to be correct. This interpretation. Does it really say and not four? Shneim ksiv says two. Venema, you could say shneim v'leishleisha means two and not three. And therefore, the asl mutel mechir zayin only come to exclude the exchange for the zayna, but not necessarily the esna kelev to be medayik from there. That's such an equivalent by a woman. It would be as a esnan. So rather, Benir Lefarsh appears to explain, because Mishum Deika Esnan, the primary halach of Esnan, Varais B'chsev, it's written in the context of the Parsha Varais. Because Mukhim Perikol Asum, like Sabbath, more Daf Chav Tesson Beis, the Zayin Agave Esnan, B'chiba Kriz Mishtoi, the halach of Zayin by Esnan is written by Chiba Kriz, and therefore we know that the halach is by Chiba Kriz, that still the halach of Esnan. But then it's been telling me to say, Dilmukia Sakras of Esnan, maybe when the Torah says Esnan is forbidden, it's Kagan Sha'amala Adam Acher. Maybe it's only when someone else tells her, halacha tleza, you take this lamb, b'shechvim b'nech, and lay with your son. The b'hula mechayim misa, there's no liability of misa for that person, because he's not having the relations. And b'shaych esna kai gavna. So yeah, that's when you could have esna, and not per kalasum, like the Gemara says within the chuvtes meral. Oima, halacha tleza, someone says, here, take this lamb, b'tolen shevchas chetza abdi, and have your maidservant sleep with my slave. The mayami says, ina esna, it's not esna. V'chamayim, they say, hariza esna. Now, then you're going to say esna. But if a mailer comes, Imre Meir doesn't say el mishum the shivcha be'ebichari. It's only because he holds that a maid servant is permitted by a slave. Because the parashah like the one explains over there, the yeshle yishabanim. Because like we find when he has women and children, Rabbi Meshul Shulchanas must give him over a maid servant. So, but one thing we see is that maybe the esna is only forbidden when there's no chiv misa with it. So it's really the answer the pasuk the kra. No, there's some understanding of the pasuk like tavi esna zayna. Mashma v'stam esnan sounds like we're the regular esnan shabbayil. One listen esnan, which the classic case is the one who's doing the b is the one who gives the esnan, and therefore it wouldn't necessarily be why when someone else is giving it. I'm tais b'chares davim avam beis the maskul zayin. No, he's tais mat the beginning with the words of Gemara ilu tavalei b'chulu. That what do you think if she would claim from him that he would have to give it, etc. Now avigav the mukmi b'avay dezor. Although the Gemara b'avay dezor that some of Gemara of explains the koy esnan b'chad seicha that the halacha for esnan to be forbidden has to be that at the time of the bia. That the gift has to be in her courtyard. So mitam ze lohoya nesa. Now for that reason it wouldn't be us, but the chosha esnan, it wouldn't be considered esnan. The matam alma would just be considered as a gift. They could time it to esnan. Now the primary reason of esnan is because the masing hochal comes over here, so continue by ayin alpha malam from the koyoble haba esnan. Because when he gives it, it becomes esnan. Pierce in other words, kimish talk losses law, let's say shemayim. Since he has to give it to her to fulfill his heavenly obligation, a fillahoyim and bakatsera, then even if it wouldn't be in her courtyard, chosha esnan, it would be considered esnan belimata, not as a gift. So therefore then the hero also we say the same thing, it's a sale. Even though in Bidei Aldim Nachayev, but Bidei Shanaim you are. So it sounds like the Gemara B'Masid of Tzaldi Alv Manav. The Chayev Lita and Lassu Dei Shanaim that you have to give even when you're exempt to fulfill, like Kim Lirabni, to fulfill your Chayev from Dei Shanaim. Someone muzzles the cow and he plows with it, and he threshes with it, which is forbidden. Like he flashes. Umasham dal kam the para, the gimme kam the chamar. He has to pay how much the animal would have eaten to the owner. Partly when asked about Kamalumba, we hold the in like a you don't get lashes and pay. Shani Rabba answers, yeah, but we find Esnas the Tyra. The Tyra says Esnan for Ben Afal Baalima, even if you have relations with your mother, with Chiv Misa, so you see that there's a Chiv Bate Shemaim. They're going to say the pregnant say Mardig Matzah and the Ambeis Amel Aleph. I mean, Rabba says Ignabu Lei Dichru Bemechtes. The Gemara brings that his rams were stolen from someone who digging underground. Adrinu Nahale, he gave it back. The Malik Ibn, he didn't want to take it. Why? He'll be nothing from the Rab, because it came out from Rab's mouth. The Bedam Kininu, that the Ganav acquired it with his blood, because he was chayiv misa at that time. So there is not chayiv tashlumen. Now the problem is when he chayiv litzadishim, but if they're obligated to fulfill the heavenly obligation, why didn't they accept it? Because they really didn't want to return it. They just thought they are halachically obligated, but they other, and they're not. So therefore, that's why they didn't want to take it. But yeah, but the Shemaim, there was still a chiv.